From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Father, this morning, thank you for bringing us together again. We glorify you, we honor you, we bless you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the blood he shed on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for our sins that have been wiped and washed away. Thank you for the righteousness that you have imputed on us. And thank you for this honor and this privilege to be in your house this Sunday morning. Thank you that, Lord, you have a plan for us and you're going to speak to us as never before. Thank you that we are not living the same as we came. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Do you have your guest with you? How many of us have your one guest with you? Now we are encouraging ourselves to come with one person at least every Sunday. I'm fighting you to still get that in place, isn't it? You have to make sure that children obey. But also at the point, it's also whether you really want to obey your father or not, isn't it? So I encourage you, everybody should bring one person to church every Sunday morning. Amen. It's not the usual Christian habit to come to church alone. You understand? No, you're eating your house. You don't eat alone. Nobody eats in their house alone. There are many of you, when you're cooking, you cook for people who don't even live in the house, who come and still find something in a pot and eat. So we do that in Christianity. I don't want to make Sunday morning a very difficult morning, but, you know, you have to understand some of these things. Amen. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10. We are not relenting until every chair is occupied on a Sunday morning. What do you think? Yes. Andrew, are you there? Andrew, you bringing people to church? Or is you and your family only? Where's you, you pumpkin? Where's she there? All right. So Matthew chapter, is it Matthew? Malachi chapter 3. I want to look at verse 10. From the New Living Translation, I think it's a little easier to understand. The Bible says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse so there will be enough food in my temple. If it's conditional. There are blessings and there are blessings in the Bible. Some of them are conditional. Some of them are unconditional. It means that there are some blessings, you only receive them if you do what you are being asked to do. Nobody gives anybody anything without doing nothing. Rudy, isn't it? I see some two nice people on your left and your right. It's fantastic. Keep it up. Amen. Nobody gets anything in this life without doing anything. Do you understand? The Bible said, if you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will open the windows of heaven for you. Now, many of us don't understand what the windows of heaven, the opening of it does. That is why we don't pay tithe. Now, for God to say that I'll open the windows of heaven for you, it means that the windows of heaven has things. Yes. There are things everywhere. We never knew there was oil in our country until lately. And finding oil has almost like internationally changed the status of our country, even though the oil has not come out. Yeah. It is also the same way. If we will understand what the Bible means by the windows of heaven will be open to you. To you. If only we understand that, then when we say bring tithe to the church, you don't say foolish things like it's going to the pastor. Because there's water in your head. That's why you say those things.
The scripture is there. It says, if you will, if you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. For you. I'll open the windows for you. I believe if I will not open you the windows of heaven. It's a little hidden in meaning. I'll open the windows of heaven for you. It means that it's not everybody who gets the chance for the windows to be opened for them. Yeah, and windows are not open for breeze, oh. Hello. Even if it's breeze, heaven's breeze coming to your life will bring something that will change your life. Hallelujah. Yeah, as some of you like sitting by the windows so that you catch breeze. God is saying, position yourself by heaven's windows rather. Yeah. I tell you. He said, I will open the windows for you. Yeah. So if you're going to be a tither, it means that you are somebody who is privileged to have the windows of heaven opened for them. Yeah. I don't have an idea what the windows of heaven opening will bring. But the scripture gives us an idea. And you see, you have to understand it. Otherwise, doing it will be a pain. One of the most important things in everything is to know or understand what this thing is about. A medical doctor can only understand your problem in trying to help you. He has to understand what you are talking about. Headache, this, that, this pain, that pain, this thing is here, is there. You feel something in your breast. If you hold your breast, it's not like the other one. There's something like a claw, something. Well, you see, when you give him that idea, because of what he knows and understands, he says, go and do a scan. He wants to have a proof. The Bible says that if we tithe, he will open the windows of heaven for you. Now, the Bible I'm reading from, it quotes God. So when he says that, if you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, then it starts with a quote. Inverted commas begin. I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. That is the consequences of the windows of heaven being opened for you. The blessings, and you see, when we say blessings, we are not talking about money. We are too money conscious. Yeah, you only go to a church where the prophet says, hey, receive money. Money come to me now. The blessings come in different ways and different forms. Yeah. I tell you. You see, sometimes you even have money, you don't even know what to do with it. If you get $1 million right now, you have to put it aside and just go and sleep. Yeah. Because anybody who gets $1 million and just begin to spend it today, you definitely will make a mistake. Shana, you make a mistake. You have to put the money down somewhere and sleep over it for 1 week. Let the money breathe. Before I realize it's chicken you're buying the money with. Chicken. Yeah. Taking friends and family to buy chicken for them. Remain. Is that you? The sun doesn't make me see you. Sun behind you. Yeah. Fantastic. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Try it with an exclamation mark. Try it. Put me to test. Try it. Put me to test. And that's what we're talking about on Sunday morning. Try it. You try it. Put God to test. Your crops will be abundant, for I will guard them from insects and disease. Your grapes will not fall from the vine before they are ripe, says the Lord of heaven's armies. You see, let me give you a clue. There is always something wrong when your money, you see, you budget your money, isn't it? Some people budget. Me, I don't budget. Once I pay my bills, every money is just money. I don't budget. I don't have a budget. I don't know.
Maybe it's wrong, it's bad, but I don't budget. But I may be richer than those of you budget. Yeah. I don't know about budgeting. If I have to spend the money, I spend it. That's all. If I don't have, I don't have. Money never makes me depressed. Honestly, I don't even get depressed by the grace of God. Why should I be depressed? Anita Adams, why should I? Ask, tell me why I should be depressed as a child of God. Like I don't know whose child I am. Are you not the one walking in power and walking in miracles? So why are you depressed? Jamal, how can you be depressed? Oh, you're walking in power and you're walking and you know who you are. You sing songs you don't even understand. Yeah, you live a life of favor. How can you be depressed when you live a life of favor? It means you don't even understand what you're singing. Yeah, depression? Nah. Try it. Put me to test. You see, your grapes will not fall from the vine before they are ripe, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. Now, I was saying this too. He said, and he goes on to say, then all nations will call you blessed. Are people calling you blessed? Are people calling you blessed? Then there's something about the windows of heaven that has not been opened for you. You see, there are many people who money goes away from you that you don't understand why. And that is the sign of what God says, that I will guard your crops will be abundant. That is your money. The crops in those times where that was what the Israelites used to deal with. They were not into money. If you go to the country areas, it's not everything that's money. As you have some balanje, you have some, you just change and then you get some meat, something, cow. And they don't use money so often like those of us who are living in these so-called cities and towns. Are you with me? Yeah, many people don't eat chicken like you eat chicken. So the Bible says that your crops will be abundant. Why will they be abundant? Because I will guard them from insects and diseases. So it means that insects and diseases are those things that come to take away the abundance. So abundance is not something that you just automatically get. You get abundance by taking care of what takes it away. So when your money goes out, whether it's into hospital bills, whether into things, especially hospital bills is a way of wasting your money. It's the devil that takes your money into hospital bills. Anybody who pays money to any doctor for hospital bills is the devil. The devil is a doctor, using the doctor to take your money. You don't understand what I'm saying? The Bible said, by his stripes, we were healed. Nobody's supposed to pay money to anybody. It's Jesus you have to pay money to for your healing. If anything else, not the doctor. You have to understand it though. The world has created things for us to almost make us blind. That's why he says, your abundance is affected by where your money goes. Especially if you are not deciding to spend your money that way. Things happen and then you have to spend money. Watch those things. They are the insects and the diseases. Yeah. Sometimes you have to ask yourself, this thing that has come, I will not spend my money. To hell with it. And I'm not allowing any outside agency, which will easily be an insect or disease, to take away my abundance. I'm not spending it. I'm not spending it. I'm not. Yeah. I rather decide to bless somebody with a 7,500. That one, I decided to do it. It's not a situation or a circumstance that has come for it. All of you have to watch what takes your money away.
And don't think that the thing was so important. There's nothing important to. As a Christian, God is the one in charge of your life. Do not spend money on the things that God has promised you, you will not spend money on.
Yeah.
That is what takes away abundance. Watch especially those doctors and bills and tests that doesn't show anything after you have spent money.
At least even if they show a sickness, you say, okay, yeah, it's true at least. But if it doesn't show anything, you should, and they say, oh, no, okay, so do another one, let's see, and then doesn't show anything, you should know that it is an insect and it's a disease.
Yeah.
Trying to take away your money. You should wake up and be wise.
This is how you create wealth. I'm preaching about how tithing, those who tithe, create wealth. You create abundance. When you tithe, you create abundance. But you see, you have to. The abundance has a tendency of being taken away by insects and by diseases. And that is where God steps in, because almost everybody wastes money. Look at this Guyana water people who are proudly disconnected. You think they don't waste water? You think GPL don't waste electricity? You should go to the schools, secondary schools and primary schools, and see how light is on all night. They should disconnect the schools also. And I'm sure places like the president's office and these places, they don't even pay light bill. Waste is what actually makes people poor. Because you can't tell me you don't have something. You have it. It's just the way it's going that you have not become aware. Can you believe that less than $2,000 buy a bag of cement? And then you say that you can't build a house? And in Ghana, building a house is not easy. It's not difficult. You see, there's these blocks they call 10 by 10 blocks, square. If you get about four of them on this side, four of them on that side, four here. Four there. Then you get 2x4 or 4x4. You put it around. That's your foundation. Then some people will look around and see where people are breaking wood. They pass by and see some wood on the side. Wood and ozone. You see, you can always put paint on this wood, you know. It's you and I who like fancy things. Oh no, I want concrete. But you creep before you walk. You want walk before you creep. You can build a house, you'll be very surprised that you can build a house. Except that the waste, which is one of the greatest factors of poverty, is what many people are not able to manage. So people say, oh, I mean, what is life? Let me just spend money a little bit. Watch it. So, when you pay tithe, you create wealth. And by so doing, you become wealthy, you become rich. Now, creating wealth is something that is a mystery, because many people want to be rich, but they end up not being rich. So I found here, some information on how to build wealth at any age. Prince, are you there? Yeah, how to build wealth at any age. And he says, so how to build wealth in your 20s. Yeah? Number one. He says, steer clear of debt. In your 20s. You're going to create wealth in your 20s. So if you're not in your 20s, please don't write. Yeah. And I'm actually not giving you this to write, because this is not what it is. I'm just trying to give you a comparison of what is out there and what is in here. They are good principles, but you know, you can apply them if you like. But I'm not promoting that. Of course, Bible says that if you borrow, you are a servant to the person who is giving you the money. So if you don't want to be a servant, because servant, you're not a servant anymore, you're a child of God. How do you make yourself a servant of somebody else also? So that alone should not make you borrow. Steer clear of debt. If you have debt, slash it as fast as you can. Student loans included. If Salime is living in your spare bedroom, kick her out ASAP. You could rent it. Live below your means. You want to create wealth in your 20s? Live below your means. Just say no to things you can't buy with cash. Overspending every month. That is what? The overspending is where insects and diseases come in. Overspending every month can dramatically impact your ability to save for retirement. Raise your standard of living slowly. So use wood. Raise the standard slowly. Yeah. I was driving a Mitsubishi Lancer. You were there before I upgraded. It's slowly. So when Reverend Isan told me he was going to buy a Nissan Serena, a 9-seater from the scratch, I said, buy. If I were you, I'll buy a used vehicle. And true to my words, he didn't listen to me, but he ended up buying a used vehicle first. Because you have to even understand how the road works with a car you've bought. If you buy a car that is fresh, you will spoil it. And the moment you crash a car, the value is gone. The beauty of the car is gone. Now, I don't watch scratches on my car any longer. I just don't. Scratches? Yeah, you get scratches. You park your car at home, you realize that there's a scratch. You don't even know where the scratch came from. You're going to get vexed and depressed and frustrated about a scratch on a vehicle. Once the vehicle moves, once the inside is okay, I'm good. Yeah, don't mind the money, mind the engine. That's what they say. Forget about what is outside. The inside is always what is important. Not what is outside. It's people are only impressed about the outside. Yeah, but it's the inside that actually drives the outside also. Mm-hmm. If you are married, get on the same page about money. This is one of the most important steps you can take to build wealth. Budget like your future depends on it, because it does. Yeah. A monthly written budget assigns every dollar a specific purpose, like food, clothing, housing, bills, and savings. A budget ensures you have the money for the things that are important to you, like fun money and retirement savings. There's money that should be called fun money. Jonathan Romeo, you've been sleeping since you were a boy. Now you are getting big, you're still sleeping in church. Yeah, you've danced. Now when it comes to preaching, the preacher that will make you wise, make you an intelligent person, that a woman will not come and run your life. That's why you are sleeping. Yeah. You should look at your school. From your house is a woman who runs your life. You go to primary school is a woman. You go to secondary school is a woman that runs your life. And then you're going to marry for a woman to also run your life. What is left of you? Yeah, you look at the boys. It's true. And you are sleeping when I'm trying to pump sense into your head. Yeah. So budget like your future depends on it. So the budgeting is a way. I don't budget. Don't say that Bishop doesn't budget. You won't budget. Sure. We are not on the same scale. Yeah. The budget. You see, so when I preach, you may not understand what I'm saying, you know. But you should be careful when you yeah. That's why you have to listen to the message again and again and again. Because sometimes we forget to go back to what we said for you to understand really what it meant. And then you just go off with something that is wrong. The budget is to make sure that where is it? That I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. It prevents the abundance from leaking into things that are unnecessary. Because abundance is what brings a blessing. It is what takes it out. What takes the abundance out is what makes you poor. So budgeting is to just make sure that nothing. But you see, you can budget and things will come around. And I'm saying it is those things that you have to watch and weigh it according to scripture to see whether this thing, the scripture allows me to spend money on this. The Bible says, if you have food and raiment, you must be content. So when you're going to spend money on food to a certain extent, That's why wedding, you shouldn't wait for wedding that will, you can buy food. You see, our minds are so corrupt that when you are getting married, you need to have a hall, you need to have drinks, have food, and all that before you can marry. You see, think about it. It is all incest and diseases. Yeah, that's why when we started, many years ago, we started, you do the wedding here, you go out there, you share something, and then we are out. But people don't like that. They'll tell Bishop, you don't understand. I born and grew in Guyana. I was born and grown, I born and I grew in the moon, on the moon. That even is like, you reject knowledge even by saying those things. Yeah. Why are you going to spend so much money in buying food, renting a hall, when you can just be outside? Like, see, you feel that, oh, my wedding, I don't want to. But you see, that is what makes people waste money. Yeah. I just discovered something. Do you know that when you build a house, you see, when you build a house, the foundation and the roof are the major bills, isn't it, Rudy? Rudy, I discovered, I actually didn't realize it, that if you cast your roof, it's cheaper. So instead of putting wood and zinc, you just do concrete. You cast the roof. That's it. It's sand, cement, stone, a bit of steel. It's far cheaper than that wig you're going to put on that head. And you look at it. And what you can even do is that on that concrete, you can have a small on top building. And you tile the rest of the top. And then you can be there and have, you can lime and have nice times. Look, when you walk around after this, look at big buildings. You see what I'm talking about. M&M's on the Harbor Bridge, if you look at it, is the same way. Concrete roof, it's cast. It's, because sand is 12,000, 12, depending on where you are, 12,000 a truckload. Cement is not even $2,000. Stone, 1 ton, is about $8,500. It's just labor. But you see, in Guyana, your uncle knows how to do construction. Your cousin knows how to do construction. You just cook for them 1 day or 2 days. You sit down and just go and take loan from Republic Bank because you want to have something nice one time. No, yeah, you can spend the money and put in AC later on. Because AC is nice, especially this time when the sun is hot. Yeah. I just realized it. Because, roof. Because they said somebody was talking about a roof, almost $2 million. Yeah, the zinc, so the house is big. So it's like, it says the wood, and then if you calculate it in terms of casting, it's about $700,000-$800,000. Watch it now. And if you walk around, you see, even if you go online and look for cast roofs that are cast, you see different designs, nice designs. Yeah, you can even put pool up there if you like. Are you listening to something? Listen to something. Look around and see as you travel. Look at buildings, huge buildings with zinc sheets and all of that. Say, hey, it's going to leak. You got to change the zinc sheet. And you cast it well. It's forever. Listen, you are smiling. Yeah. I just discovered it. And since, so what Bishop says is very, very true if you prove it. The eye cannot see what the mind doesn't know. So once you get this thing like that, that's why when you see a car and you like it, you begin to see that same car around. Meanwhile, before you liked the car, you didn't even see that car was around. How many others have tried to say? because maybe, you know, I drive a picnic. Say, oh, Bishop drives a picnic. Then all of a sudden, when you see picnic, you see picnic because you know your bishop drives a picnic. But before that, you say, what car is that? Yeah, picnic. What's picnic? We're going which picnic where? Which creek is the picnic at? So budget your future budget like your future depends on it, because it does. It says start early. As you can see in the example above, it doesn't take a lot of money to build $1 million retirement. As long as you start early, how to build wealth in your 30s. Yeah, watch your housing budget. Have your emergency fund securely in place. Max out your retirement savings options. Save for retirement before your kids' college. Because when they go to college, you spend a lot of money. You say save before their college. Before Prince goes to college, you have to save. How to build wealth in your 40s. Know your portfolio. Don't borrow money from your retirement account. If you have a mortgage, start paying it down. How to build wealth in your 50s. Now, we are saying all of this to say that there are principles out there for the people of the world to know how to get rich. But the Bible is giving us our way of getting rich. Is somebody listening to me this morning? The Bible says that bring in the tithe. The tithe. He said, try it. Prove me. Bring in the tithe. Yes. Because tithing is humility. Tithing is humility. You see, we are always forced to be humble, isn't it? Because whether you like it or not, at the end of the month, you have to pay down on that loan, because somebody will treat you bad if you don't do that. Yeah, it's like with interest. It's like we are pushed and forced to pay things. But if you yourself take money out of your own will at the end of the month and give a tenth of that to God, it's like you have brought yourself to an extent where you are flowing and you're obeying, and it's humility, and it creates wealth. It creates wealth. I've seen it too, Prince. It creates wealth. So all these things that people are saying, mortgage, pension, this, loan, savings, how many people can save in this country? Yeah, how much can you save? How much savings do you have in your bank account? People don't save these days. That's how we do box hand. At least box hand helps. Or box leg, or box head, or box shoulder, or something. Something box. In a bank. Because you're going to take a savings book and every month go to the bank in this long line and go and put in $1,000 or $2,000. It wouldn't happen. It's too much work. And then you are there, and then something will come up and say, man, let me just go take a little $2,000. I'm going to put it back. Yeah. That's all you do with your tithe all the time. You even borrow to borrow from your tithe. They never put it back. And sometimes the questions that some people ask is, oh, I didn't pay my tithe last month, and I'm not sure if I have to, I should pay it. Should I pay last month before? If you do that, you will never finish paying tithe. Because that last month is gone. And don't think that you are smart than God, that you owe God money. You could owe God money. So I owe God, so I want to pay God back. Yeah, just ask for forgiveness of sins and just continue from the month you are in. And as you always be paying back. A point in time will come, you'll not even be able to make it. Because God is not a man. God will not sit down for you to treat him like he's a man. He's a human being that if you owe somebody, you don't pay you, but you can go say, I'm paying for last month. God has already taken care of you for last month. What are you going to pay for? You can't pay God. Tithing is that which creates wealth, and not just necessarily budgeting. It's good to budget. Amen. Tithing Christians fulfill the law of sowing and reaping, which creates wealth. So the first thing is humility. When you tithe, it's humility. To take your money and put it in a tithe card and say, God, take one tenth. Hey, where is God? That's how many people say, it's a church. It's a bishop. It's a pastor. Is you giving your money to the man? You see how he's getting rich? It's you money. Yeah, because people don't understand. that very behavior is so humbling. You come down to almost act as if you're heading good. To give money to God in the church. The offering bag is God now. The offering bag has turned into God receiving money. It's humble. It's humbling. And also, when you tithe, you actually activate. You fulfill the law of sowing and reaping, which creates wealth. Isn't it? Psalm 126, verse 5. I'm closing. Psalm 126 and verse 5. Folks, if you do this thing well, we'll become very wealthy. You see, Bishop speaks about how God spoke to him to give himself wholly to ministry and that his profiting will appear. And one of the secrets that Bishop explains is that when he reads the Bible, he takes it that God has spoken to him, not that he read something. That has been the secret of his success. So when he does his quiet time, he makes sure that he will practice the quiet time. So when he read his Bible and the Bible says, give thyself wholly and your profiting shall appear. He used to have a taper truck, sand and stone. He used to do a sand and stone business. He called the driver and said, bring my truck. I'm packing it from today. What do you mean? You know how many people are looking for a sand truck? You have one, you say, God has spoken to you that concentrate on preaching and talking to people and taking offering $20, $30, and your profiting shall appear. But look at it. After 30 years, you can see how the profiting has appeared. It's justified. You see that the action he took after so many years, his profiting has appeared. That a Chinese couple would travel from China to go to Give Thyself Holy Conference and say that we read your book, Loyalty and Disloyalty in Chinese. We've never read a book like that before, and we have always wanted to meet you. And they came from China to Ghana. Now, you may not understand it. Black people don't appeal to everybody. Black people appeal to black people. Yeah. Even that, not every black person like every black person. So for a black man to appeal to a Chinese, it tells you how God has broken those barriers for somebody who is Chinese to even come to sit down and listen to and say, pray for me in Ghana, in Mampong. Yeah. Mampong is not Accra. When you get to Accra, D.I. there, Dion, when you go to Accra, you have to travel to Mampong. On the mountains. That's where the white people settled. It's cold in the evenings. So they wanted a place to live where that would be a little close to the temperature in their countries. So that was the first place where the white missionaries settled. And they built churches in those places. White men. He said, give thyself holy. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself holy. That's where the conference name comes from. Give thyself holy to them that thy profiting may appear to all. So it's like, you see, what we are saying, if you humble yourself to give your tithe, it will look as if you are losing something. But you wait and see with time, see how your profiting, how your benefits are going to be. It will show. And that's what Bishop has happened. My profiting, I mean, anybody who knows me, I'm far better off when I was living in Europe. Far better off. Hey, one day they sent me a letter from the Queen of Holland. I owed, and I wasn't paying. I couldn't pay because I was going to school and I was working part-time in the evening, and they couldn't pay my bills to even go and pay my courts and my lucky dollar things I've gone to bring in my house. So one day, Neckerman is Wehrkamp and Neckerman. These online shopping people, those days, 1993, 94, 95, it was a very rare thing to have online shopping. You go, you take the catalog, you see page 84, living room furniture. You see the pictures, they make the pictures look so nice. You have not seen it, but yet you want to buy it. It's insects and diseases. Then I couldn't pay. Then the people got I don't know how the queen sent me a letter. But the letter had in the order of the majesty, the queen of Holland, we are coming for you big time. I think it was a blue, red envelope. Who sends you red envelope? It's only Christmas card that has a red envelope. And courts, right? I came back from school one afternoon. I opened my letterbox and I saw. I said, hey, the people says they are coming to my house. So I called one of my sisters. I said, hey, he said, Charlie, that thing is dangerous. Oh. My sister said she has a friend. The people came in the winter. They took everything, including the carpet in the house. Including the rug. And this was wall-to-wall carpet because of the cold, you know, so you need carpet all over the place. You don't use vanillin in those places. You can't, in the winter, you can't walk on vanillin. You need something on the ground that keeps your toes warm. They ripped the cap, they ripped the thing like this. It was a single period, a woman and her three children. My sister said the woman was hurt for the rest of her life. They took the carpet and they go and put it somewhere where you pay rent for the things they have taken from your house to where they you pay for the storage. Who has a space for your things? They will bring you down to nothing. They take your things, they go and put it in the storage, and then the storage is your name. And then as you are paying them, you're also paying storage. You don't want to owe these white people. So, you see, I'm blessed though. Even though I was ready to pay the 120, because I don't like stupidness. I know these people never win. So, even the 120, if I had gone and they said you should pay, I don't have a problem. I'll pay because they'll come and disconnect you. Psalm 126 and verse 5. Let's try it close. Yeah, tomorrow's a holiday. I hear. Wow. Yeah, they that sow in tears. Jota Romeo. They that sow in tears, they shall reap in joy. Are you sowing in tears? You are sleeping where people are sowing, Jonathan. Yeah. Yeah. So when you look at tithing, it's like sowing. It may be difficult because if you look at your salary, 75,000, 85,000, you know, you pay 8,500. And I say, hey, this 8,005, man, you know, when I look at my bill, my days, my... But some of you don't even have any bills to pay, please. Adrian, how many of you have bills to pay? Many of you work, you don't have no bill to pay. You are the people who should give the church money. Because you have to see that which bill you are not paying, you have to see that as a blessing. You can't even buy a car. Yeah. If you live in a place you don't pay rent and you work, you should come and see me in my office. Yeah, book an appointment and come and see me. Yeah. Okay, now. Oh, Prince. Yeah, Prince, come and see me. If I don't know what I... Your mother is shaking her head. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, if you are like... If you work and you live in a house, you don't pay rent. I want to meet you. I mean, you're a miracle. I want to meet you. I want to meet you. Yeah, you are supernatural. I want to meet you. Yeah, I want to take a picture with you and I say, man, look, Facebook, when you meet a supernatural human being, I want to meet you. I want to chat with you. I want to see how you do it. So please, when I say things, many of you don't mind me. Maybe you think I'm joking. Please book an appointment and come and see me. If you live in a house and you don't pay rent, please, I want to meet you. I want to have the singular honor of meeting somebody like you. Yeah. When others are sowing in tears, I want to meet those of you who are not planting any seeds anywhere. Yeah, you are not creating wealth if you are not paying tithe. Because when it goes down there, it comes back up. When it goes down, it comes back up. Luke chapter 6 and verse 38 as we close. Give. You create wealth. That is what exists in this kingdom, in this world. It's not pension and NIS. NIS? I want to go and tell NIS that I'm sick. They should pay me. I need glasses. All the things that you get from NIS, I also want, because I pay NIS, I don't see nothing. I'll probably even die before my pension date. Then the people who are around are going to get the money. I want to spend the money before I die. Yeah. You should give me a sick leave. Write sick leave for me. Bishop Collins, he can't walk for 2 weeks. 28 days. And I go and call Rudy. I say, Rudy, I want me money back. I want glasses. I want fancy glasses. Yeah. Double one. One for the sun, one for reading. Photochromic. Not the one that when you wear, you have to look at people, you have to do this. Yeah. You wonder why the old people, they always do this. Because it is for reading. To see you, they got to take it off. So they ain't able to take it off. They read it. Who's there? Who's there? Some of you don't understand because you, if you take it off, you can't see no more, so you have to keep it on. Depends on the problem in your eyes. Give, and it shall be given back unto you. When you give, when you tithe, you are creating wealth. I tell you, wealth is fantastic. It's a mystery. If you can humble yourself, Basman, are you okay? You fighting with somebody? Yeah, it's you, Basman, I'm talking about. Hi. Yes, you. Everything okay? What's your name? Aaron. Leroy. Leroy, hi. Why, you don't, are you not tired with your back? You don't want to put it down? You have money inside. I say he's smiling. He's not been smiling, but his face is straight all the time. I'm sure he's wondering, where am I? What's the man talking about? Me understand what he's talking about. What's the thing he's talking about? Leroy, you're here for the first time? Oh, not the first time. When you have a bag, I feel like you are tired. That's what I was asking. You're not tired, right? You know, when I see people with bag, or nothing inside, oh, it's a style. Oh, please, G, find a bag for me when I'm preaching, I beg you. I also want to be preaching with a bag behind me. Say, hey, I want to copy Leroy. G, get me a haversack, please. And I want to put it on as I'm preaching. Man, I want to be like some of these young people. They enjoy life. Oh, yeah, I feel like people are tired, but no, it's just, like these damaged jeans that has come or has been around for a while. In the olden days, it's a waveney. In the olden days, when you wear pants and it's torn, they say the person mad. It's mad. People wear them things. But now, Lord Jesus, it's a style. Tight. It's like the jeans, you buy the jeans when there are holes. Yeah. And we don't even understand that some people are trying to control us. Me, it took me how many years? Almost 40-something years to wear jeans. I always felt jeans was for rascals. You know rascals? Yeah. It's American. I didn't believe I was like that. So I said, jeans? I don't wear jeans. It was just a few years ago that I bought one or two jeans. I said, oh, it's not bad. It's not, yeah, it's not bad. Okay. It's nice. I mean, it's, oh, okay. Yeah. It's not bad. 40-something years. I always felt, I always had it in my mind that there's these bad boys and these good-for-nothing guys who wear around wearing jeans. I'm not like that. I don't know what to make me wear jeans that is torn. Yeah. Even if I'm going to preach in the ghetto, I'll wear jeans, but not the one torn. I feel like I'm a madman. Yeah, I feel like a homeless guy. That's me. That's me. Yeah. The Bible said, give, and it shall be given unto you. You see, what will come back? Wealth. Good measure. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together. Our problem is that we look for things too quick. Too fast. Too soon. Immediately. But Ecclesiastes actually tells us, cast thy bread upon the waters, you shall receive it after many days. Many is not one. And even the days, it's not like many days. That it's a figure of speech that you get it one day. It will come, sure it will come back. It'll come back eventually. There's nothing. You look at it. Prince, you got a nice job the other day, isn't it? By the grace of God. How old are you now? 25. Look, it has taken you 25 years in this world to get a job that you are happy with. But you are not rich yet. Yeah. So it's like, with this opportunity God has given you, now you have to manage it before you even start feeling the riches also, because the good opportunity doesn't mean that you are rich. So now Prince has to manage this opportunity for another 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Now if Prince doesn't build a house, he's not rich. And look at how long it would take for him to build his own house without a loan. So to do well in life, it's not 5 years. It's not 3 years. It's not one morning. It's not 1 week. It's years. I've been preaching since 1995. Yeah, many people were not born. 24 years. It has taken me to be a bishop. Because as for bishop, you can put bishop on yourself without any more. You can be today bishop from today. I said, from today, everybody should call me bishop. You can have that if you like. But to really manifest the bishop, it takes years. Because who is a bishop? A bishop is somebody who has churches, who has pastors. Yes, it's like a bishop is like a CEO of a company with branches. A bishop is not just a title that you don't have a church anywhere. All that you have is a one church somewhere. You call yourself a bishop. Yeah. And we I'm a bishop of money also. Because I command money in Guyana. I command money in Trinidad and Tobago. I command money in Antigua and Barbuda. I command money in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I command money in Suriname. Money, so. That's what a bishop is. Not some small Guyanese. You know the offering people give in church? I pity a Guyanese bishop. Somebody who calls himself a bishop of Guyana and he only has one or two churches. One church. What are you a commander of? Scanty membership. You see, many Guyanese churches, they put a board. Like as we're here, the entrance will have a board. You can't see inside. Inside is empty. They walk around with titles. It takes a long time to serve, to prosper. So let us not be in a hurry when we give and say, oh, where is it? 2 years ago, you came to the church. You want to be rich. I've been paying tithe for 3 years. Me see me way yet. You think 3 years makes you prosper? Which job, which business you do for 3 years and you become rich? What do you tell me? Or is it because it's God, so he should do magic? James 5 and verse 8, as I close. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. And behold, the husbandman 7. Behold the husbandman. He waits for the precious fruit of the earth. And he has long patience for it. Long patience for it. Until he received the early and the latter rain. That is not even the harvest. It's rain that he has long patience for, Jolene. It's the rain. Because he knows that the rain is what will actually bring his harvest to a reality. So it's almost as if when he gets the early and the latter rain, then he's close to his harvest. The harvest has not even come. But he has long patience for it. Every farmer prepares their land before they plant seed. Preparation is there. Then you plant your seeds. Then you wait for the early rain. After the early rain, there's no rain anymore. May, June, until December, you get some more rain. So the early rain is the May, June rain in those days when things were normal. Not climate change. All these things we're talking about. Then, from June all the way to December, there's no rain. That's another phase. Then December brings some extra rain. Then it is in the next year, somewhere February, March, April, that you see the fruits. So you don't sow a plant and reap instantaneously. It takes a while. But if you consistently plant, sow in tears, you are definitely going to reap in joy. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. We close. We have communion today. Oh, wow. Do we? Okay, wonderful. Have it, cry. They said tomorrow is a holiday. Prince told me that it's a holiday. So we'll have communion, cry. Wow. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for ministering to us. I believe that your people are going to create wealth. They're going to become rich and rich and rich as they follow the principles of the kingdom. It's not just doing business in the kingdom that makes you wealthy. It is tithing. It comes in humility. It's sowing and reaping. That's what brings the windows of heaven our way. Thank you for speaking to us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. You're here this morning. You're not saved. I say, Bishop, please pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. I want to be born again. I want to give my heart to God. What is the church for? The church is here to see you get saved. See you born again and go to heaven and not hell. This morning, as I'm closing, you are here. You know in your heart that if you die right now, you will not go to heaven. I want to encourage you to choose Jesus this morning and you will be assured of heaven. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Bishop, it's me you're talking about. I want to give my life to God this morning. If you are here like that, just lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you. Bishop, please pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you're here like that, just your right hand. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. I see that hand. It's a very, very important decision you're making this morning. Do it out of your heart. God will bless you. You lifted up your hand. I want to ask you to please come. Come to the front. I want to pray for you. Come. Come for the gentlemen. God bless you. Help them to come. Sing it. You will not perish, but have eternal life. Oh, clap for them as they come. God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. You're welcome. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. Oh, clap for them. God bless you, sir. God bless you, my dear. God bless you. Clap for them. Clap for them as they come. Yes. Choose Jesus. Choose heaven above hell. Then whosoever believes will not perish. They shall have eternal life. Close your eyes with me if you're here in front. It's a simple prayer we pray. It's a simple prayer that ushers you into the kingdom of heaven. Bible says it is with your heart you believe, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. So if you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, then pray this prayer with me. Say with me, Heavenly Father. Church, join in as we pray. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. And I confess with my mouth
that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. And I believe God raised him from the dead. I open my heart and I receive Jesus Christ to be my Lord and my Savior. From today, I declare that Jesus is my master, that Jesus is in my heart, and that I am born again, that I will not go to hell when I die, because my name is in the book of life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for changing my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.